Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Hey and parak Vav Mishnah Vav as we continue discussing the process of the Kohen Gadol escorting the Sa'ir La'azazel, the goat, to the cliff. It says the Mishnah Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah Omrim Lo, at each and every hut that along the way from Yerushalayim to the cliff, the person there would say to him, Hare Mazon V'Hare Mayim, here is food and here is water, that he would be reassured that food and drink were available if he in fact needed them. As the Bartanura points out, even though he was fasting, the simple knowledge that food and water were available eased his hunger and gave him the strength to continue his journey. In actuality, it never actually happened. The person taking the goat actually needed to eat or drink at the particular tent. Continuing in the Mishnah, Melavinoso Misoka Lasoka, they would accompany him from one hut to the next hut. Chutz Me'achorna Shebehen She'ena Magia Imo Latzuk, except for the person in the last hut who did not go all the way to the cliff with him, because the cliff was further than he was permitted to walk on Yom Kippur. Ela omed merachok veroa es ma'asav. Instead, he would stand at a distance and he would watch what would happen at the cliff. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. It says the Mishnah, Mahaya Osa. What did he actually do once he reached the cliff? Cholek lashon shel zahoris. He would divide the red string that was tied to the goat. Chetzu kesher basela vechetzu kosher bein shtei karnov. He tied one half of the string to a rock above the cliff, and he tied the other half between its horns. Udechafu laachorav vehu misgalgel viyored. And then he would push it backward, and it would tumble down the cliff. It did not reach halfway down the mountain before it was so battered and destroyed by the rocks that literally its limbs separated one from the other. Then, having completed his goal and his mission here, he would go back and sit under the shade of the last hut until darkness fell and Yom Kippur was concluded. Now the Torah teaches us that the man who escorts the goat to the cliff and his clothing become tameh, the Mishnah is going to teach us a machlokas about when the tumah occurs. It says the Mishnah me'emasai metameh begadim. When does escorting the goat to the cliff make his clothing tameh? Says the Mishnah, Misha Yetze Chutz L'Chomas Yerushalayim. Number one, the first opinion is when he goes outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Mishas Dechiyaso Latzok. It becomes tummy the moment, not when he leaves Yerushalayim, but once the goat is actually pushed off of the cliff. Quick review, Perek Vav. Mishnah Hey taught us that at each and every hut along the journey from Yerushalayim to the cliff, the person waiting there would say to him that here is food and here is water, so that he would be reassured that he could have food if he needed to. They would then accompany him from one hut to the next hut, and except for the person at the last hut who did not go all the way, he would simply stay from afar and watch him go to the cliff and throw the goat off of it. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav taught us that what did he actually do when he got to the cliff? So number one, he would divide the red string that was tied to the goat. Half he would tie to a rock above the cliff, and he would tie the other half between the horns of the goat. And then he would push it backward, and it would tumble down the cliff all the way, and it would literally have its limbs getting torn one from the other. And then he would remain there until the Yom Kippur was over. Then the Mishnah concluded by teaching us a machlokas. When did the clothing of the person who escorted him become tameh? So the Tanakhama says that it would become tameh. Once he would actually leave Yerushalayim, and as the Bartanura puts it, that's how we paskin. And Rabbi Shimon would know that it would become tameh once he actually pushed the goat off of the cliff. But again, we don't paskin like that. Have a great day.